Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, be a man hotline. We have an epic story from Dallas about an unknown Be A Man fan's anal adventure.
Oh, Jesus.
This is going back over a decade. I was dating this smoke show who happens to be head over heels for me, also a few extra pounds. Whenever a girl is a few extra pounds, you know, every hole is available and it'll be a warm tasteful of sloppiness that's irresistible. So I met this girl through a friend and we hit it off great. Actually, the first time I met her, she blew me twice in my cherry red 1999 Jeep Cherokee. I didn't even know her last name. 2 weeks go by and I invite her to my basement, also known as the dungeon. During our ride to the dungeon, we stopped at a Wendy's where we both got some food to fest as we watch fucking DVD movie. Yes, a fucking DVD movie, because Netflix and all this other shit wasn't available at the time. As we start the movie and we're gobbling down some beef burgers and fries, I begin to think of that blowjob she gave me, which was amazing, by the way. The rumors are true that bigger girls give the best head. Hopefully the last time she did it wasn't because she was on an empty stomach. It was more of God's gift to sick men like myself. As we get done eating and the movie plays, she starts to rub my cock and vigorously squeeze it as if it was a soldier. She wanted it to be at the position of attention. As my cock rises, it runs out of jeans to stretch. She slowly unbuttons my jeans and zips down. She takes the ice cubes from the soda cup and begins to suck on my cock, turning it into a frozen pole that throbbed. She sucks my dick so good that I thought she was diabetic. My cock had her insulin in it. She then says, "Fuck me," from behind, which I gladly did. But my head kept telling me, "Stick that fucking thumb in her ass and see if she likes it." Truth be told, she didn't flinch and she didn't mind. Pulled my iced cock pop out and placed it in her ass nice and slow. She moaned with some groans as if she was disappointed the ice cream wasn't working at McDonald's. And she loved it, as she said, harder. I grip her hair into my fist and I get about 2.5 turns on your long hair as I pull back. I slammed it nonstop to the point it was time to release all the little deaths of kids I had in her ass. Plunge in deep and hold the position, letting the poison out of my cock into her gaping ass. Immediately pull right out, and within seconds, a huge volcano erupts out her ass, causing shit to fly up and splat all over the carpet. Jesus. She turns back with red cheeks and tells me, "Did that come from me?" I looked at her like the first time I saw a live donkey show and said, "Yeah, no shit, it wasn't from me." So I made her clean it up, and to top it off at the end of the night, she blew me once again on the ride back to her house.
Oh.
Moral of the story, use the thumb and check for fun. If it's a go, then fuck that hoe.
Oh my God.
So we had a couple, the last couple of weeks, with fuck run shit and have to get a
kiss. Yeah. Oh. That's a common reaction.
Luckily, it's never happened to me.
No. When you play down in that area, that's part of the game, man.
It's
a
gamble.
That could happen.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I've seen it myself.
Oh yeah,
I've been there.
You've experienced it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. My fucking pop was covered with a little something like that.
Yeah.
It was very traumatizing.
I had like an onion ring on it once.
Did you?
So this guy got cold cocked.
That's
saga.
Weird. You hear
some broads do that. I've had that done to me.
Have you?
Yeah. The broad puts ice in her mouth and fucking blows you.
Like a frosty kind of thing.
Yeah, it's different.
Not bad.
I heard the Halls was interesting too.
Yeah. That would make
a little eucalyptus on your coin purse.
Well, it was either the best days were when they used to put cocaine on your fucking doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
They used to put the coke on your knob.
Did you ever get a blast out of your knob?
No, but it numbs the broad and is getting all coked up while she's doing your knob. Your knob gets a little. It's not.
It doesn't numb the knob, huh?
it gets a little tingly, yeah. But the girl, but they're at the Coke, because they can't get enough of it. So it's a 2-for-1. They want both. That's some saga that poor guy went through.
It's got to be traumatic. Yeah. You know, like I had a broad that squirted. She was a squirter, and it was like just the stuff. It looked like fucking like day old gravy.
Ew.
Like it was it was a gross looking excrement.
Really? Wasn't clear.
It wasn't clear. It looked like kind of like egg drop soup.
Ugh. Oh,
it just there was it wasn't.
So maybe it was real cum.
I don't know what it was, but it fucking freaked me out, man.
The smell?
It was a discharge.
Squirting is overrated.
Maybe
then,
she
isn't
had
it?
A yeast infection.
Oh. Yeah, maybe she was visited by the yeasty boys.
She expelled all her demon juice in your direction
into my fucking face.
Oh,
nice.
That's a fine. How do you do, isn't it?
Good.
Well, this this next one is a story update. A couple of months ago, a story about a broad and asked us for advice on what to do. And this is his rebuttal to our advice.
Hey, be a man. This is Mississippi Ben calling again. I figured I'd give you fellas an update about the whole Jerry Springer situation I had a couple of months ago. So I finally got with the mother after a little bit, went out on a few dates with her and her daughter, chilled at the house a couple of bit, took your advice, actually made out in front of her while we was all watching a movie together. And, I finally got with the mother, but, the daughter, she's still being a little ass, so her loss. But really, I called to have a question and I figured, be a man could relate about this. So whenever I did get with her, whenever I pulled my pants down and my huge hog swung out, she got scared. And so far, just about every woman I've been with, they always said I'm too big, that they're always scared about it and shit and always hurt them. So in your opinion, what's, I mean, besides lube and convincing them, What's the best way I can soothe and coax him into to jumping on to the Black Stallion, if you know what I'm saying?
You don't sound
all
black.
The content you guys make. Watch every episode you guys put out. Y'all be safe. Be a man.
Well, you gotta go slow with it. I mean, like you said, you're lubing her up, but go slow. Don't go too fast. Just stretch it. You know, you'll see.
Inch by inch.
Yeah.
A gentleman.
Because I'm with the broad that hasn't had sex in years, and it was like being with a virgin, and now I'm in there fucking very easily now.
And be a man has an anaconda in his pants too. He takes it inch by inch the way they took the fucking islands in Guadalcanal. It's fucking hard, tough, slow slogging.
Yeah, lube it up and go slow. You know, stretch it out. Just like, you know, just kind of like when broads get banged up the ass.
See, I too have a huge doorknob, be a man. Yeah. And I can relate to this. Yeah. You're right. You have to lube it up and go slow. Yeah. And sometimes you only get to use a portion of your dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't use the whole thing. Just use a little bit of it.
Yeah, as long as you get the head in, that's what the sensation is anyways.
Some broads are short boxed.
Yeah, yeah, they have shallow vaginas.
Some broads are high boxed. HB, they call them.
Deep vaginas.
HB Wells.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's just like if you're banging a broad up the ass for the first time, you gotta be careful. Don't make them bleed.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, of course, I've never had that fucking issue where, I can't fucking give you my entire cock. I'm always going up to the balls to try to get every fucking inch I can. But I'm sure if you have a fucking anaconda, I mean, you see it in porns. I'm like, how is this guy only fucking with like 35% of his giant knob?
Yeah, unbelievable, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
What a curse. Some people.
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
All right, this is a great story from Dallas about a broad that this group of friends used to refer to as the Titanic.
In college, we had a girl who was a typical Catholic schoolgirl, lady in public, dirty whore in the bedroom. She wasn't much to look at, but she always got things done, which earned her the nickname Titanic. She earned that name because she was big and she always went down. My roommate was hard up for money at the time, and he bragged before our last week of school that he would take down the Titanic for a price. In this case, it was a carton of Marlboro Lights. After an evening at the resort slash hotel we were at for commencement, we heard a banging coming from his room next door. He came down the next morning and said, "Pay up, motherfuckers." He was banging Titanic's head off the hot tub all night. He was going to enjoy those heaters. Take down the Titanic. Be a man. Like,
that's pretty good.
We used to have
man.
A broad in college we called Old Hat because she was passed around so many times.
Nice. Yeah.
Poor broads. I know they're married. They tell the husband, "I've only been with two guys, honey." Not...
No, I wasn't. Two at a time every night in
so
my fucking 20s.
So what do you say is like the week of graduation he banged her?
Yep.
They took down the Titanic.
Yeah, all bets were off my last week of school because right. It was like everyone was gone. We were up there for graduation.
Free pass?
Yeah, but it was just like a lot of brides were putting out and stuff. Yeah. It was like,
they figure they'll never see again and they'll get and pumped.
A lot of brides had their younger sisters up there too.
Oh.
Who were hotter than them.
Did you get them too?
Yeah, maybe. I got one. Yeah, I got one of them. She was, I think she just graduated high school.
Prey upon the whole family? No. you ever do a mother and daughter?
No.
Never? No. Sisters you've done?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You do a mother and daughter?
Never.
Sisters?
Nope. No sisters? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing exciting like that, no?
No. Nope. Just all fucking vanilla missionary
he's
with the lights
nothing.
On.
Nothing too exciting.
Well, I have a great story from Dallas about rehab.
Years ago, when I got out of rehab the first time, I went out on the town and met a girl out that night, and we hit it off. One night later, me and her were hanging out, and we both got the idea to relapse together and ended up the same rehab. During our stay there, me and her ended up getting freaky in the woods at that place. That was my best rehab experience. If you're going to be in rehab, find a broad to bang. While you're in there, be a man.
Well, it happens all the time. And
I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. In these facilities.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, the different meetings and stuff. Yeah,
some guys told me they go there just for the broads.
Of course.
They call it like the 12 steps, 13 stepping.
Yeah, yeah.
13 step is the pumping going on. And I guess there's a whole lot of it happening.
Yeah.
It's almost an epidemic.
Yeah, it was
that's why you and I were going to, remember we were going to go on the cover
we
wing
were
wing?
Do that, remember?
We were going to go to these fucking meetings and see what exactly the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Well, Christopher Maltasante hooked up.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Happens every day.
Yeah.
No, but it does. I hear that all the time. Like, you see these fucked up people together. How'd you meet rehab?
Right. Damaged souls coming together. Lonely like me?
Yes.
Yeah. Messed up like me? Come here.
Yeah.
And it goes down.
Birds of a feather.
That's it. Well, I guess we'll be going to rehab soon.
Yeah. We'll all be going to rehab in one way.
Where is he? He's in rehab. Don't fucking bullshit me. I know what you're doing there. You're not really looking for help, are you?
I mean, it's probably like 80% guys in those things, right? So you got a half-decent-looking broad. She's right. Fucking, they're all fucking all over.
Oh, can you imagine a good-looking broad shows up in the group?
We should go to one. We should hire a good-looking broad to go.
A plant.
Yeah, just to see the reaction.
That would be a fucking good scheme.
Yeah.
I like fucking, it.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Susie. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm very promiscuous. Mm-hmm. Trying not to be. Everybody would have a fucking boner right in this fucking spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be a man. Experience!
Pontiff, be a man.
Yes.
What commandments do you have to impart to the masses?
Well, in no particular order.
No order. Okay. What are they?
Eat a hunk of beef once in a while. Nothing wrong with that.
For breakfast?
Whenever. 24
hours a day.
Because,
you know, being a man, as manly as I am, I'm trying to be more manly. And since we've been together, I have become more manly. But I want to, you know, I'm going to take every pearl from you that I can.
Eat meat with your hands.
I do that. Do you do that, Tonzo?
Yeah. I mean, like steak and steak tips, I eat with my fucking hands.
So you saw the picture of me down at the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah. That thing was a fucking beast.
It was a tomahawk. It weighed like 5 pounds.
Really?
So apparently it was supposed to cut the meat off and serve like a piece.
No.
I just grabbed the whole fucking tomahawk and started eating it.
Like a true
And the woman there like started getting pissed at me. I'm like, what, do you fucking own the golf course? And I walked away.
Nice.
She's like, you're not supposed to eat that. I'm like, what, do you own the golf course? And I walked away.
So you were like everyone, a true barbarian?
Yeah, everyone was like laughing. But I thought, I didn't know. I thought it was.
I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah.
That fucking bone that hangs off, of course. Yeah. That's, you grab it. It's built to
so
grab.
Eat a hunk of beef.
So I'm is it only manly if you're eating a lot of say, like steak tips or whatever? That isn't really manly. No, it's only like, manly if you're eating a big fucking
John
chunk.
Saw I was up at his place a couple summers ago. He cooked me a big steak, and I took it with my hand and just ate it like
he grabbed it like,
a dish. Like a potato chip.
Right. Let me ask you this, be a man, and you know, if I go to a fancy like steakhouse, can I pick up the steak with my bare hands right in the fancy like Ruth Chris?
Why not?
And just eat it in front of everybody.
You're paying
like
for it. You can
fucking
do what you want.
Savage.
You own it.
So at restaurants, do you eat meat with your hands?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Do you go? Do you make sounds so like?
I just enjoy it. I take my tooth out and I enjoy it.
Where do you put the tooth?
In my pocket.
And then you put it back in your mouth. Is it rinsed off or no?
1500. You don't give a fight. No, they throw it back in.
Now, is there lint on it?
Do you have a case for the tooth?
I do. I never use it. Be a commandment. Don't use the case for your tooth. Be a man.
Does the tooth rub against your dollar bills and then you put it back in your mouth?
Yeah, of course. Probably. I'll throw it in my sock.
I know. I used to find my mother's false teeth under the fucking bed. She used to pick them up and put them right back in her mouth. Like it was nothing. I swear to God.
Nice.
What other commandments do you have for us, be a man?
Drink beer.
Yes.
Right?
How many?
As many as it takes.
10, 12,
best,
good amount?
Best drink, have one beer and another, and then another is 20.
So if I'm looking for, how many should I start with? Say I want to start tomorrow. How many should
I
have?
A beer
seven?
Drinker?
Yeah.
And you don't drink now.
What's
you,
a good
you,
opening
you
day?
You lost some weight.
Yeah.
I'd say start with a six-pack.
Before noon or what?
Yeah. you'll get fucked up, you know, because you're
light
not used
beer,
to drinking.
Medium level?
We let you do light because Be A Man fans, we want to be around forever.
That's true.
So we'll drink light beers. That's acceptable.
So tomorrow I got two things. I'm going to have a fucking steak for breakfast with my bare hands. I'm going to chase it down with a couple of fucking beers.
Well, the thing of it is that like men aren't like super social by nature. And having a beer, it's the ultimate excuse to be social.
It's true.
Yeah. And it brings out the social side of people when you're sharing a beer with someone.
Fucking fellowship.
It's different. Like sharing a drink with someone for the first time. It's kind of like a intimate thing. It's like it's something that's different from everything else.
It's true.
We're really not men. We're cavemen.
Yes.
You're right.
We really are.
They tried to civilize us.
Yeah.
Some more than others.
Speaking of cavemen, the other thing you have to do is bang broads.
Yes.
All right. Always fucking check out.
Always be looking at bang broads.
Always
24/7.
Be an opportunist.
You
when
pounce.
It comes to women. Yes. You know, you don't not necessarily going to get in the pants the first time, but you always want to plant the seed.
Plant the seed.
Yeah. Plant the seed for future reference.
Do you prey on the bereaved and the brain damaged?
I can feel your pain.
So in other words, be empathetic.
Yes.
Pretend that you care and you listen.
Tonality, mirror match, all those things.
You got that at that seminar.
Yeah. So that was actually a sales seminar.
That's what I'm saying.
No, the sales one, not the not the weird one.
Right. Yeah. No, I like that. So, I mean, these are Tonzo. So far, these fucking pointers are awesome. I'm already feeling better about myself.
I mean, they're more or less like they're all cornerstones of being a man. Because we are simple, but we are complicated in a certain type of way.
Right.
Basically, tell them what they want to hear.
So, in other words, fib if you have to.
You know, ask about their kids.
And pretend to care.
Ask about their culture. Ask about food, ethnic food.
But do you
their
really
family.
Do you really listen or pretend to listen?
No, I'm thinking about football.
So, in other words, I get the broad. I'm trying to bang her. So, I say, so tell me, how's the culture family? And just pretend that I'm interested?
Yeah.
Nice. I like
nod
that.
Your head. They talk, you nod your head, and then you, you know, get the number
or
whatever.
Right, like that.
The other thing, you know, men, we want to be around forever.
Right.
So work out.
Work out.
Hit the gym.
Hit the fucking gym. I was there 5 o'clock this morning.
Yes. You're looking great.
Fucking
wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Looking svelte.
I just said that. I don't really go at 5 a.m., but I say that.
Yeah.
Just makes it seem even better, right?
Yeah. I saw a picture of you the other day. Grandpa Fury.
Oh, yes.
I'm Big Grandpappy
number three now.
Really?
Nice.
Did that happen recently?
My son, John, yeah.
Congratulations.
Last week, thank
really?
You. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
John Joseph Fiore.
So nice. is that a third?
No, none of it. No, because he's not even a junior, my son.
Oh, okay. Different middle
names. We all have different middle names, yeah, so there's no 1, 2, 3 going
That's
on.
That's good. Yeah.
But people think that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is okay, whatever.
It's
right?
Like a half
Fuck
a
them. Let them
yeah,
think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I look like the patriarch. Some fucking patriarch, but that's the way it is.
Right? Never hit on your neighbor's wife.
But can you covet her?
You can covet, don't hit on her, but you can hit on her sister.
Oh, yeah.
I like
it's a loophole.
That is
be
a loophole.
That's a good loophole. Like when they used to say in the Bible, do not covet your neighbor's wife. I go, I don't fucking covet her. I just want to bang her.
Yeah, right.
Is that different?
What is the difference between covet and bang?
Covet, you long, you desire, you must have.
But that's a totally different thing.
Isn't it? That's what I
don't want to covet. No. I just want to stuff her ass.
I want to hit and run. I want to go back and watch TV by 9 o'clock in my house.
Always be early. 5 minutes early.
Man, I fucking love that because I already do that.
You do. You're more than 5 minutes.
At least I'm doing something right.
You take that to the extreme, John.
I know. I do.
It's good, though.
My dear friend Frank Santarelli takes it even more extreme than I do.
Really?
He's several hours early. I'm like a good hour, half hour early, man.
Yeah.
Or I feel late. I do. It's a neurosis to a degree.
There is, and that's a manly like thing. Like I'm the same way. I always want to make sure that I have time to sit around and wait before
right?
I fucking do the thing.
I have to do it.
I don't want to.
Thou shalt not kill, unless it's your dinner or someone messes with your family.
That's true.
Be a man.
Now, we have several loopholes here. We're using.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
to
loopholes.
To our benefit. To our benefit.
Right. You massage the situation to make it fit you.
And and that's another aspect of being a man. That's
right.
Another being a man commandment.
Yeah.
Alter the situation to best fit your needs.
Put it this way. No matter what, I'm coming out on my feet. I don't know about you, but I am.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Worry about yourself. Don't be like talking about some guy who did this or that or someone's. Worry about yourself.
Your own
all right.
Gotsies.
Don't be jealous. Don't be a cat. Don't be like a girl. You know?
True.
Worry about yourself.
So in other words, it's good to be self-absorbed and think about yourself.
Yeah.
So
when
a woman says to you as a knock, all you do is think about yourself. You go, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a commandment. I'm following my God's commandment.
But
I'm thinking about myself.
But also in a sense, don't be a busybody.
A Budinsky.
A Budinsky, yeah.
I hate Budinskys.
I hate Budinskys.
A fucking Budinsky.
They suck. You know, this guy got a new car or he's building a new house or painting a house or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking talking about
you. Heard old Joe Blow signing his house. What do you give a fuck, right? Why should you care?
I mean, in the middle of all this, always treat women with respect.
In the midst of all this.
Yeah, in the midst of everything.
So even though you're fibbing about getting the piece, treat them respectfully.
Play the pata.
Get the piece.
Yeah, there you go.
But
that's
I mean,
true.
It's a hard line in the sand because once a woman does something that gets rid of that respect, then all bets are off. If you don't warrant respect, then you shouldn't get it,
true.
No matter what.
Right. You shall reap what you sow, or something like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You wash my balls, I'll wash your balls.
Hey, one ball washes the other ball.
One ball washes the other.
Do the right thing.
Ooh. Simple,
you know,
but yet.
Pay your child support. Don't abuse animals.
No?
The animals?
Don't
abuse
animals.
Okay, John.
You know I like to abuse animals. No, not like that, you idiots. Just I gotta fuck with them a little bit.
Do the right. You know what the right thing to do is and what the wrong thing to do is. So always do the right thing.
Yeah. Do the right thing when it suits you.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes doing the wrong thing is the right move.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Right?
Another loophole we have.
A lot of loopholes.
Yeah, that's another commandment is always have a loophole.
Yeah. Always have wiggle room.
Don't be a snitch, just mumble the answers.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you're right. What?
Did you see what's his name driving that car?
Right. And then they can't say, Your Honor, he refuses to answer. No, he answered. He just said
Yep, if there was a subtitle on the documentary, it would say inaudible.
Right.
never be jealous of anybody. Just always be suspicious.
You're sus, Dad. You're sus.
Yeah, yeah, sus. Love that word.
The kids use that nowadays.
What's Riz?
That's good
always
lingo.
Have Riz and always have jizz.
Yes.
Always be available for the BMM Mafia. Even if your wife is having a kid.
Right. It's the real mafia.
Yes.
When they do that induction, saying be a man needs you,
mm-hmm.
and your mother is dying in bed, would you go to your mother or to the be a man meeting? You have to go to the be a man meeting.
Yes, of course.
That's how the mafia was.
That's what it's all about.
When they bugged that ceremony in Boston, they had it right on there. Go, look. They said even worse, saying your child is dying in the fucking hospital and the godfather needs you to go kill somebody. You must leave the child and go kill the guy.
Always work hard and think about how to be an earner.
An earner in the street.
Yeah.
Always think about how to make money.
How
always
to make a buck in the street.
Always work hard.
Always be hustling.
Yeah.
A, always B, B, C, always be closing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. Don't act like a broad. That goes back to something we kind of talked about. Worry about yourself. Right. Start talking about, you know, other guys and this and that.
That's
like,
broad-like
a jealous
behavior.
Yeah, I mean, that's what girls do.
Yeah, you don't want to be chit-chat like a broad.
No, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Definitely
like chitty-chat.
Don't.
Yeah, you don't want that shit, right?
Chitty-jabbing.
Hanging with the girls, saying that.
You know, every year, you should take a shit with the door open or take a shit in a barrel.
I think I'm good on that one.
Yeah.
I do that.
It's been a while since I've shit in a barrel, but I do love the freedom. The freedom of, like, pissing and shitting at the same time, like, in a fucking giant open space.
Right.
It's liberating.
Yeah, like those, even like sometimes, like I'm envious of elephants. So you see them in those documentaries. They're walking on an 80-mile track. They don't miss a stride. They're dropping 50-pound fucking boulders out of their ass.
Oh, God.
Keep on trucking dead ahead, right?
Like a loaf of bread.
No stopping, no ass wiping, no nothing. We got places to be.
That was like a form of entertainment when we used to go to circus. Like, we'd have good seats, and my father would be like, he'd be sitting there all stone faced, and then the elephants would shit, and he'd be cracking up. The guy was, I remember the guy had a shovel outside the guy's ass waiting for it to come out. It was so heavy, the shovel went down. My father's like, look at that, it was so heavy, he couldn't even hold it up.
The only time he laughed the whole fucking night, he was so miserable taking his kids to the fucking circus. It took every fiber of his being to do it.
Yeah.
The only chuckle was when the elephant shit.
Fucking crazy.
Fucking nuts. That's awesome. My old man would be the same fucking way. Oh, we didn't even go to the circus. How's that?
Well, he got half. You know, they always had deals for the postal workers for tickets for things.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we got to
half
go.
Half price for the postal. Yeah, yeah. You fucking assholes want to go to the circus? Don't ever say I never took you anywhere.
Yeah. Go, couldn't buy any, and no concessions, no nothing.
And there'll be no souvenirs.
Yeah,
no souvenirs of any
off
type.
The bat. They go, listen up, you two fucking salamis.
Yeah.
Don't think you're getting a souvenir because you're not.
Yeah.
There'll be no souvenirs.
You're lucky I buy you a bag of fucking peanuts to feed to the fucking elephant.
I mean, you also, I'd say twice a year you should smell your dog's ass.
Yeah,
just to see what's going on there.
If I had a dog, I'd do it.
Yeah,
twice a day.
I would too.
Well, I'd love
house,
to smell a dog's asses.
I don't directly
smell
them. Yeah,
they're actually, you're not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I smell their ass because they shit in the floor, so that's indirectly smelling their ass.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Probably the most important thing is remember Sundays are for grilling and watching football.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
grilling I'll do.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
Am I not football. Manly then if I don't watch football?
Okay.
But I think it's more or less like it doesn't have to be the football. It's just like take time for yourself.
Yeah.
The experience.
The experience.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I see, be a man, what you're trying to say. Yes, yes. Something manly on your own. Don't bother me. I'm doing this, X, Y, Z, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm going
that
fishing,
doesn't include
whatever.
You or anybody else.
Yeah, I'm right, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me time.
I like it, be a man.
Man time.
I think that's about all I have left.
Hail, be a man.
Be a man.
Experience.
Hey, we love all you guys. Thanks for listening. We're taking a little bit of a break. We have a bunch of upcoming projects. Stay tuned. We'll be informing you guys.
Be a fucking man.
Hasta la vista.
Never tell another man you love him. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.